Welcome to episode 1026. It's Monday. Excuse me, it's Thursday, April 23rd, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners like you. Pick up a domain name for just 99 cents or get $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain at GoDaddy.com. All my specials can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Start supporting this show today by becoming a GNC Insider at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network at TechPodcast.com. Hey, we got a great show lined up for you tonight. Changes in the air. Nothing major, but strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go-no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Todism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Voice confirmed.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
5.
Button, who's got the button?
4.
There's no cause for alarm.
3.
Everybody hold on to something.
2.
Just press the button.
1.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central. Of course, my name is Todd Cochran. I'm absolutely thrilled to be with you for this episode of Geek News Central. How's everybody doing? How's the Ohana? How's the longtime listeners and viewers of the show? How you guys all been? I hope you're doing fine. I'm doing great here in the studio in Honolulu. It's hot and muggy here, and we are actually today got to experience something in Honolulu, especially in my neck of the woods, that we don't see here very often in Hawaii, and that was the sighting of a twister. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But hey, if you're brand new to the show, I want to welcome you. And thanks for checking us out. We definitely want you to get subscribed to the show so that you never miss a single episode. All you got to do is come over to the website at geeknewscentral.com. There's a big, bold links on the right-hand column to subscribe to the show with your mobile device, whether it be on an iOS device or on an Android. Get subscribed to the show. And, of course, we want you to get signed up for the newsletter as well. There's a link to the newsletter down below. Basically, I send out immediately following the show links to everything that I've talked about. Of course, a link to the media files that go up for this podcast. So get over to geeknewscentral.com and check out all the great content. We got a lot of great talent. They're doing cool things with us at part of our GNC family. We've got the new media show that's done by Rob Greenlee and I. Pro Gear Guru is a brand new website. Talks about pro gear. There's no associated podcast yet, but we've got Health Tech Weekly with Jamie Davis. We've got The Gadget Professor with Don Bain. We've got Todd Ani with The Elder Divide. And of course, we've got Langley and his team with Robot Underpants, which you can see on the website is just fresh up. They were talking tonight about Star Wars and the everything that's going along with that right now. Lots of chitter chatter in interwebs about Star Wars. So exciting stuff here. But more importantly, I want to just again give a very, very warm welcome to all of the longtime viewers and listeners of the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. And, you know, you're the core of this show that really motivate me every week to come in here and strap on the, strap in my seat and put a microphone in front of my face. But, I want you guys to feel free to contact me at any time. All of you that are listening right now, geeknews@gmail.com is the address you can do that by. Or you can follow me at geeknews on Twitter. So really, there should be no problem keeping up with me and reaching out. I know several of you have in this between the last show and this one. And we'll talk about that or read those emails at the end of the show today. Of course, you can follow me on Google Plus, Facebook, really just about everywhere else. Of course, you can watch the Tech Podcast team and all the shows over there, techpodcast.com or on the Roku or on Google TV or it's just about every place there's a set-top box you can watch the Tech Podcast Network. This show, of course, is sponsored in part by our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. And GoDaddy's been with us here, boy, oh boy, just going on now almost 10 years. And exciting stuff is afoot with GoDaddy. Talk about that here in a few minutes. But we've got some great promo codes. 99cent.com's GNC99. We've got, of course, that it was a new or transfer. Always look at the offer that is available on the website and any restrictions that may apply. I think there's a ICANN fee that goes along with that. We've got the Geeks12 promo code. That's $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain. Check out the features, of course. You can pop on those links right there on my GoDaddy page at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And, of course, GoDaddy's brand new product that's making waves across the space is Website Builder, where you get a domain name, you get the Website Builder account, and you get a Microsoft Outlook email address tied into the service for just $1 a month for 12 months or 12 bucks. So check all those offers out. And, yes, a couple of the 50% offer codes are still alive. For how much longer, I do not know. But all those codes, again, can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We want to thank you all for your long, long time support of the show. And by going over to GoDaddy and picking up our products and services, you know, we've really, over the years, tens of thousands of you have signed up for GoDaddy accounts and continue to use the promo codes here at GNC to help us keep the lights on and do what we do. And again, thanks for GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here at GNC. But I did want to share with you guys just a little bit. Been in talks with GoDaddy quite a bit over the past month. We have a new, basically what they've done over there is, you know, they're maturing a little bit. And since their teams are bringing new people in, they're building on sales and the whole marketing strategy has changed. The digital team that I currently work with is basically handing the podcaster accounts over to another team. And we're going to be transitioning, and it's going to really make some big changes, good and some good, some different, starting in May. And what's going to be most noticeable on the Geek News Central website, especially at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, is the promo codes. Now, what has happened is they are going to a new system, and if they have what they call ISC codes right now. So when you click on a link on the website, especially like let's say the 50% off deal, it loads what's called, and I'm going to bring it up on the page here. It's load in the top of your browser what's called an ISC code, and it's basically the promo code 50 Website Builder 7. And so it basically ties into the codes that are on the website. But now, when you're on the website right now and you basically click on the 99-cent code that's on the website, and let me click on that, what's loaded at the top is something that really doesn't translate to necessarily to an ISC code anymore. It's a little bit different. So what's going to happen, and what's really happening at GoDaddy, is they are changing the promo code system. And sadly, my GNC, Geek, all the codes that I've had up to this point are going to change. And we're going to still have the same great deals. But what's going to be a major, major change to the promotion and what I want you to make you guys aware of, from basically May 1st, from there on out, we're going to want you to come to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy and launch to the deals from that page. Because the codes are going to be like 1, 2, 8, 9, 5, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie. You get it. They're not going to be a code per se that I can share with you in the show. And this is affecting every podcaster that is working with GoDaddy. And, you know, believe me, I fought the good battle because I understand how really, they're show-centric codes, so it's going to change, and it's not a big deal, but what I want to do is just make you guys aware. Now, what is going to happen is that we're going to bring back the discount codes. We're probably going to have some SSL certificate codes. We're probably going to have some additional offers, so there's really a shift going to this new team. We're having an additional meeting on Tuesday of next week, trying to figure out exactly how the new compensation is going to work. So there's going to be some changes to the essentially, and this is really kind of incredible if you guys, and I haven't really shared too deep with this in the past, but the deal that I've had in place with GoDaddy from a payment structure has really been almost in place from the beginning. It has been maybe 9 years, 6 months, maybe 9 years since we basically outlined a deal for compensation. And it's essentially at this point been the same deal for, you know, that is incredible in itself. So I'm going to meet with the team next Tuesday. We're going to figure out exactly how it's going to work out. From my standpoint, I don't think there's going to be a lot of change. From your standpoint, there's just going to be a little bit of a different ingress method. And I want you to basically come to the website and basically go to GoDaddy from geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And it's going to be important, too, that if you share my codes with family, friends, people that you know, that you don't necessarily give them a promo code name anymore, that you come to the website and give them the deal. So you'll notice, too, that we basically are down to about six or seven deals at this point. We'll see where that leads in May. But right now, the deals are still on. They're still good. The codes are still good. So feel free to use them. But I just wanted to let you know a little bit of a change here. And just like anything else, you know, I'm always concerned with the way things are going to go. I'm not pretty with the transition so far. I've been pleased. And the company's growing. We're growing. And that's what's important. And even what's going to be even better is I think that we're going to be able to start extending this into some of our other family of shows to be able to give them some opportunity to have their own codes on their own website like we did before, which is even more, you know, it's going to be even more cool. So we'll keep you guys advised on all this. But I just, you know, I wanted to share that with you on what's going to happen here starting in May. Same great show, same great podcast, just a little change to how the sponsorship's configured. So we're good. All right, let's talk just a little bit about the tornado that was sighted. I live in Makakilo, which is about, 2,000 something above sea level. I don't even know the exact number. And then down in Kapolei, which is basically if I leave my house and drive down the hill and then go into the plains of Kapolei, Hawaii. There was today a funnel cloud sighted, which is pretty crazy because I don't think they've had a funnel cloud sighted here in Oahu in many, many years. Usually it's on one of the other islands, but they did see one today, got pictures of it. It was all over the net. Matter of fact, some folks in our chat room were chit-chatting about it. HawaiiNewsNow.com has a picture of it, I guess. And let's see if I can actually bring that up. Let me load this up. Hawaii. It's funny because I've got that. And one of my other websites tries to load HawaiiNewsNow.com. Let's bring it up here to see if we can actually see this thing. Because I haven't. Oh, okay. Rare tornado touches down. Oh, they said it touched down. So let's look here. Oh, yeah. Holy smokes, real deal. I had not seen it. So, you know, some of you are going to laugh, say, that's not a tornado, but it definitely is. No damage out in the middle of a field. Lots of people getting social media. So there was a bit of, looks like it was on the ground there for a little bit. So, that's interesting. Because that picture that's on the, and what I'm showing you guys now, and I'll have a link in the show notes for those that are listening, is if you take from where that picture is and you go right in about 3 miles, that's my house. But anyway, it wasn't close, no damage. But people got pretty excited about this today here. So thanks for the gentleman in the chat room, Jonty. For point me at the website and basically sharing that link. I had heard about it on the news when I was in the car today, but I didn't actually see it. So very, very cool stuff. Okay. Also, we're back on track now, and we'll continue to motor forward with the podcast. We're gonna have this Saturday. We're having a guest coming up. Rob sent me the link, and I basically of our guest, and I really had about 5 seconds to look at it. So I'll have something posted on who our guest is going to be up on Twitter. But definitely join us on the New Media Show Saturday if you so feel free to. What else? As I've continued to talk about, listener support is definitely appreciated as we move into this next season as the podcast continues to grow. Now I'm at a point in building the show is where I'm having to make very strategic choices and purchases of what we're going to do with the studio and having to really watch the budget tight. The additional folks that are going to be coming in and supporting the show as an insider, that helps us out a great, great deal. Okay, so I guess you can save the hairy spot for a little bit later. We'll get into a little bit of tech. I want to talk about a couple things that that I've seen on the web. And let me flip screens here and close the rare tornado picture up. Get that down. Close that. Close this. Flip this over. All right, so I think I'm ready. And for those of you that are online with us tonight on YouTube, thanks for joining us. I know it's late in many, many areas. And let me go over here. All right. Now, there are some, before we get into the Comcast thing, I just got to share this image that came from Hubble. And holy cow, they did a virtualization process on some three-dimensional perspectives of Hubble's 25th anniversary image of the Nebula Gum 29 with the star cluster Westerlund 2 at its core. The flight video that they prepare for us, I don't want to play the video because I'm afraid, again, we'll get flagged by YouTube and taken offline. But those of you that are listening, you need to load this page. It'll be at the very top of the show notes tonight. And I want you to just remember that this video is the real deal. Now they put some color in and used the infrared, but this is absolutely stunning, and it just shows you how, frankly, insignificant we really are. So if you're having a bad day. If you're having a bad day and you see this video, you're going to be like, holy crap, there's all this out here in my little me. If I'm having issues, it is nothing in the scheme of things. And I think you will be motivated by seeing this video. I surely am. I played the video loop about 20 times and just stared at it. It's simply remarkable. And it just, you know, bravo to the NASA folks for putting this together. Hubble has brought us just wonders upon wonders. And if I was an astrophysicist, I would probably be, you know, every day the science is out there has got to be incredible. But I'm not that smart. So I'm glad those guys are. But anyway, link will be up in the show notes. You guys can check it out for those of you that are listening at this point. And those of you who are watching, you already got to see it a little bit. Okay, Comcast, they have basically, they've tapped out. It is rumored they're going to tap out tomorrow. It's rumored that they are going to walk away, run as fast as they can from the monster merger with Time Warner Cable. Comcast, again, will announce as early as Friday its intent to scrap its plan for the mega acquisition, according to a well-placed source speaking to Bloomberg. Decision by Comcast, America's biggest cable giant, to end its pursuit of Time Warner Cable, the second largest, does not come as a shock to many of us at this point. Critics say it would create a broadcasting behemoth to drive up subscription costs while strong-arming TV networks. So, this is surprising because I honestly thought that they would get the job done. I did not think that they would actually fall to walking away from this. Now, the question is, how much does Time Warner get as a windfall, cash windfall? I'm sure it is going to be $5, $6, $7, $8 billion. because of the acquisition failure. This is what kind of happens when public companies go after another company and then fail to acquire them. But the folks over at TechDirt, holy cow, they said, bald-faced lies and atrocious customer service kills Comcast merger ambitions dead, and also blistering hubris. So basically, too much talk, too much, strong-arming, too much manipulation, too much money being spent. And when you have something like this happen, and you guys remember, when I first heard about this, I was kind of like, good. And I really never kind of figured out where this would fall out. So I'm on Time Warner Cable, so I'm not going to Comcast. I just want more speed. So now Time Warner Cable is going to have to innovate, or they're going to have to go shop themselves around for someone else to buy them. But this is big news. This is big tech news. So if the rumors are correct, tomorrow the deal will be off, and from that point forward, it's a whole new ball game. And Comcast is not going to have to give up those customers to those other players. They're back at square one. And a lot of people that were paid to make this acquisition happen will not get their bonuses because they failed. And it is definitely going to be an interesting time to see what happens after this and what both these companies do to try to improve their, I guess, for a better word, validity to the rest of the space. All right, let's switch up here a little bit. Congress has just introduced legislation to fast-track the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. We all know it's been a very secretive deal negotiated behind closed doors by government bureaucrats and corporate lobbyists. It contains, we think, dangerous provisions like SOPA that threaten internet freedom everywhere. Internet users deserve a say in any decision that could affect us all. So, there's a new website. It's basically called battleforthenet.com/internetvote. Again, battleforthenet.com/internetvote. And you can basically enter your phone number and they'll connect you with your congressman and you can leave your comments on TPP. Now, there's more information here about this. And I think we all need to look at this to see, and today was a political action day, to basically try to shut this down and try to get people to react. But definitely want you guys to go through, read this. If you feel this is something that you should speak out on, the site will give you all the information you need to kind of make a little bit of a decision. You can do some internet searching yourself. But there's some video, and if you want to get your site involved, there's some ways to do that as well. But today was a big day for this action plan, but you can continue to support TPP. I didn't hear about it, honestly, until about midday that this was going on. So I wasn't able to really put anything on the website myself either. But TPP is being pushed forward, and I have a link up in the show notes for you to check that out. This next article is one that is, in my opinion, a lot sensitive. And I'm sure many people are going to freak out about this, but there's an article today out on Uber Gizmo talking about Chinese scientists have developed the first genetically edited human embryo. You know, the science of giving birth to babies created through a genetically modified embryo is not a common undertaking. In fact, scientists have avoided experimenting under the field due to the slew of disagreements involving it being unethical in nature. Surprisingly, for the first time ever, a group of researchers have accomplished moderate scientific success in modifying the genes. I say moderate. In a study published by Protein and Cell, a group of scientists at Sun Yat-sen University in Zhengzhou, China, have developed the first ever genetically edited human embryo. So what they tried to do, they were trying to modify a gene called HBB, which converts a protein whose alterations can sometimes lead to a deadly blood disorder. To cure it, the researchers employed what's called the CRISPR technique, and don't even ask me to explain what that is, to modify the gene's molecular complex. However, the procedure couldn't attain all-round success. So in a good way, they weren't able to get this to lock in all the time, and also they ended up damaging some embryos too. So the CRISPR technique missed its target, modified the wrong sections of DNA on a few of the embryos. The experiment involved 86 embryos, out of which only 71 made it through the procedure. And DNA was successfully joined in merely 20. Now listen to this. The procedure and DNA was successfully joined in merely in just 28 of them, although many of which contain new and unplanned genetic content. Now, this scares the living crap out of me. Unintentional actions could give a rise to unforeseen disorders. And it could have disastrous implications on upcoming generations. Now, in this test case, there was no plan to allow the embryos to persist on to development. The embryos were particularly for experimentation and were conducted to cease growing at an early stage itself. Gene modification at some point in our future will probably solve many of the world's ills at some point. But we are a long, long, long ways away from doing this ethically and being able to not cause, just think about this. They're messing with the DNA. They're right down in the core. I mean, this is as deep as it's going to get. And they're doing some change outs of genes and stuff. And then what happens, if they mess up a little bit and, a gene gets changed somewhere up the chain, and then you take this on to fertility and a pregnancy is implemented. It could end very, very badly for both the mother and for the child. So I think we have to be very, very careful about these types of gene splicing and stuff, and making sure that this is all done very controlled, that some rogue country that doesn't have a lot to lose doesn't do something stupid by doing experiments. I think we need to get this, these procedures down to the point where if they're going to modify genes, that they're able to do so in a way that is absolutely foolproof. There can't be any rejection. There can't be any mistakes. We have to have a 99.999999% success rate. Because if it just takes one person to have a gene totally jacked up that goes on and is born and then has a child, and it just dominoes. In 100 years, you can have a segment of the population that is significantly different. So I'm just was pretty blown away about this today. And I don't know about you guys, but I definitely was. All right, something new. You can send directions to your Android phone right from the Google desktop search at this point. I thought this is pretty cool. Now, I don't have an active Android phone at the moment. I have some tablets. But Google now lets you send directions directly from your current location to a location of your choice, right from your web browser or your desktop computer. And it's basically send those directions and you sync up and off you go. So this is pretty cool stuff here. And this was over on AndroidCentral.com. All right, before we get too deep into the show today, and we are And basically, I forget. Nice clean shave here, folks. Smooth as a baby's bottom. And I've had some of you contact me and said that you've already tried Harry's before and you're actually on their product now. But here's Skinny. Shaving is crazy expensive. I was in Costco yesterday. It was actually the day before, Tuesday. And I looked at a very popular brand and did the cost comparison. And I was like, holy crap. It's nuts expensive to buy some of the name brand razors. And then when we're using them, we want to use them for a long, long time because they cost so doggone much. But this is not the case with Harry's. Harry's was started by two guys passionate about creating a better shaving experience for all men. Ladies can shave their legs too. And Harry's delivers a superior shave. Harry's bought a blade factory in Germany and they cut out the middleman and take basically giving you guys an amazing offer. Their starter package is $15. That includes the razor, three blades, and your choice of Harry's shaving cream or foaming gel. I've been using the gel. It's nice. And as an added bonus, because you're listening to the show, you're going to get $5 off your first purchase with my code GEEKNEWS. So after using my code, you can get an entire month of shaving for just $10, okay? Shipping is always free. That's the key here. But I'm really pleased with this package. I think I have found a new permanent shave kit. And definitely, and what's cool is I get a new blade every week. That is awesome. Those other ones, I can run them to a scratch in my face. But go to harrys.com now, and Harry's will give you $5 off if you type in my code, use my promo code, share my promo code, GEEKNEWS, with your first purchase. That's Harry, HARRYS.com, and enter the code GEEKNEWS at checkout for that $5 off starter set. And start shaving smarter today. And of course, I should go on to say is this is what the website looks like. And all you gotta do is click Shop Harry's and it takes you right into their system. And you basically say what you want here. So the Truman set is their $5 starting. You can click the foaming gel or the either one and add that to cart. Go check out and boom, you're good to go. And you, of course, you can add the code when you're ready to check out, okay? And this is the way to save a lot of money. And I think you're going to love this product. I really think you will. So anyway, check them out, HARRYS.com. Okay, Bada Bing, let's get back into the tech. Close that. Need a 5 terabyte hard drive? Yes. 5 terabyte, only $120. The absurdly large 5 terabyte drive by Seagate is available right now. Okay, this deal is not going to last long. Okay, I want you guys, if you're looking for a big drive, this is a drive to go get right now. It's Seagate's expansion STBV 5100. It's again. $119.99 on eBay. Definitely get over there, get it picked up, and let me look and make sure the deal is still available. I'm gonna load eBay site right now, and yeah, it's still $119. How many has he got left? There's been 2,642 of these sold, and how many do we have left? Does it say? It doesn't say. Oh, look at that. Does not ship to Alaska or Hawaii. Shame on you, folks. For not doing that, it's because it's so cheap. It's Newegg whose store it is. So again, $119. This, my ladies and gentlemen, is how you're going to save money on this show by me showing you cool deals like this in order to become an insider. You know, you're not going to pick that up for $119 in the next couple of days. That deal is going to be gone. So if you're looking for a 5 terabyte drive, get on it. Okay. One thing that I've noticed today, I was on space.com and they made me mad. Let me see if I can get it to load on on the other page. We'll see if we get this pop-up to come. I'm on space.com, and they're asking me a little pop-up. Oh, it doesn't show it here. So what this was an article about Elon Musk saying that they had a valve glitch, which caused their recent rocket launch that sent supplies to the International Space Station, and on the reentry on April 14th caused a crash. But what I was going to say on space.com, up here right where the browser is on my other window, it says space.com wants to know your location. And I'm like, why would they want to know my location? And there's basically, is space.com so pretentious that they think, I think that they need to know exactly where I live? And it's not happening. No way, Jose. So shame on space.com for even asking that. But let's talk about this this landing. It's a pretty spectacular boom. I don't know what was damage was done to the barge. But again, SpaceX rockets blew up when it tipped over. And they almost had it. Almost. I mean, it was really close. But close only counts in horseshoes. So they had a big boom, but well, we're learning. And it was something to do with throttle control. They said that the cause of rocket hard landing confirmed is due to slower than expected throttle valve response. So next attempt in 2 months. They're going to get this figured out. They're going to blow up a few more things to get it done, but good on them for getting that done. All right, I know a few of you are trying Windows 10, and there was a big update to it today. So if you're on Windows 10, love to hear you on how the experience is going. Heck, you know, we're just a few short months away, according to everyone, from being able to get this on our own machines. But there's some pretty nice upgrades, particularly with regards to the Start menu and Taskbar. There's a new, the Taskbar has basically been changed to a black background, which is kind of cool. Of course, it's probably designed with a theme. But the Start bar is getting pretty big. It's looking kind of Metro-ish. And I'm not sure I'm digging all the Metro stuff in the Start bar, but that's what they're doing here. Tablet fans will appreciate the Taskbar notification area improvement. And entering tablet mode brings large buttons for with more spacing between items, and pinned and running apps are now visible by default in order to streamline the interface. You can also boot directly into tablet mode on systems with displays under 10 inches in size. There's some another set of mail and calendar apps this time with faster performance, a three-pane email UI. You can also switch quickly between calendar modes, and similar to how a phone email app works, swipe left or right to do things like delete a message, move it, or flag it. So there's a bunch of bug fixes, of course, as well. So the Big Developers Conference is coming shortly, and we'll probably hear more about Windows 10 then. But they're rocking and rolling and getting ready to punch this thing out. All right, how to use free public Wi-Fi without hackers stealing your data? You know, oftentimes when I'm in airports, I will see all kinds of Wi-Fi basically available to be connected to, and some of it's open. And just do some... be wise in what you're connecting to in airports. Oftentimes, I will just only connect to my own Wi-Fi. I don't trust any of the third-party Wi-Fis unless I'm like at the United Club and I'm connecting to the United Network. And also, you know, the more public you are, it seems like the more hotspots there are. So just be very, very careful. But this is a good article that they have over on Yahoo talking about how to use free public Wi-Fi without hackers stealing your data. And believe me, if you get hooked to the wrong system, they're going to be sniffing everything that is in your data feed. And if it's not encrypted, they're going to own it. So just be aware, okay, when you're connecting to public Wi-Fi. All right, United States is going to use cyber attacks to defend against threats. The Defense Department is expected to announce a modification to the nation's strategy that result in the use of cyber attack. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter on Thursday will outline the military's decision to start responding to foreign threats with cyber attacks. Reuters reported after seeing copy of the strategy, the decision to go public and to use cyber warfare attack is designed to deter potential attacks. According to the document, the purpose not to use cyber warfare as a first salvo in any battle with another country, the document says, according to Reuters. So what's interesting, though, same names keep popping up. The news outlet said the document specifically cites Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. So not surprising here. But these bad boys that are on the block may now start to see a little bit of fighting back by our U.S. government, which is a good sign. Why did this close? Well, that was bizarre. All right, there's an article over on, this is the biggest, that's weird. Why is that labeled that way? I'm not going to give you guys the website address, but there's a good chart on it. I have it in the show notes, but ABS.CBS. It's a weird domain. They're trying to trick you into think you're on CBS.com, but you're not. All right, cost of Galaxy Battle iPhone on the rise. So the talk about the total cost of building like the iPhone 6. So for example, the iPhone 6 Plus, 64 gigs, it cost about, well, they retail it for $849, but the cost on it is, let's see here, 28% of retail. So $300. But if you look at the Galaxy S6 Edge, where their costs are almost $800, their actual, or the actual phone cost $800. The actual cost to build the phone is about $400. So it shows on almost all models that Apple has a total cost as percentage of retail price much lower than what Samsung's been able to do. So what you're really, and what they're saying here, and what the premises of this article is that the Samsung phones are physically, hardware-wise, better than the Apple phones, but because iPhone or Apple only has to release a couple phones a year, they're not chasing, you know, 6, 7, 10, 20 phones that they have to release, just like Samsung is. So there's some economy of scale there, but it is interesting that Samsung is having to spend a lot more in order to fight off the iPhone. So it's kind of a curious chart. We'll see how Samsung does in the earnings department. All right, how many of you played Solitaire on Windows? How many of you have missed Solitaire on Windows? I can't remember the last time I played a game of Solitaire on my computer, but Windows 10, Solitaire's back. And so if you missed it, you'll be able to do that. Hearts and Minesweeper are as well. Only Solitaire is back, not Hearts and Minesweeper. That's the only one back. But so anyway, they're putting a little different motif on it. But it'll be back for those of you that want to sneak in a game of Solitaire on the computer at work or on the airplane and so forth. Article on The Verge. I don't know why this took so long, but have you always wondered why we've had to have a GPS and a camera? You know, a lot of people are putting cameras in their cars these days. Well, finally, Garmin has bundled in its new navigation device a built-in dash cam. And I was so excited to see this announcement. I really think this, in Europe, folks, most cars have cameras in them because they just drive like maniacs, and especially in Russia and different places like that, to go into the old Soviet Union areas and some of the satellites, they drive insane. But, you know, Garmin, of course, is known for its in-car navigation system, but its latest GPS system is basically got a Nuvi Cam LMTHD built in, which allows you to overlay directions right over the feed so you can keep an eye on the road at all times. It also a number of features used reserved for luxury vehicles, like alerts when you're coming too close to the car ahead of you or you're drifting from lane 399, and it records video at the same time. So very, 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 very cool stuff by the folks at Garmin. $399 is going to be the price on this bad boy. Dun, dun. Okay, a recently disclosed flaw in iOS 8 is dubbed the No iOS Zone. It allows an attacker to create a Wi-Fi hotspot that will cause iOS devices to become unstable, crash, and reboot, even when in offline mode. So apparently Apple is working on a fix, but for now, the only workaround is simply not be in range of such a malicious network. So I wonder if you can turn your Wi-Fi off, if that fixes it. You would think it would, but they say even in airplane mode, they can cause the iPhone to crash. That's pretty crazy. It really, really is. Hey, the FTC is turning to turn the screws on retailers. They're secretly tracking customers without letting them know. And they specifically went after the vendor, Nomi. Nomi falsely told customers they could opt out of tracking when they didn't. So I don't know how much money that Nomi's going to pay in the FTC over this. They basically said that they did not live up to their privacy promises. And since 2012, whatever this fine has been dealt out, the agency is acted on it. Nomi collected about 9 million mobile devices during the first 9 months of 2013, according to a complaint filed by the agency. Don't know what stores Nomi was being used in, but I'll let you guys do a little bit of research on your own and figure out which retailers were tracking you without telling you. All right, the United States House has passed a cyber threat information sharing bill. For the second time in 2 days, the U.S. House of Representatives has voted to pass a bill that would give legal protections to companies that share cyber attack information. The House on Thursday voted 355 to 63 to pass the National Cybersecurity Protection Advancement Act, NCPA, which would protect companies from customer lawsuits after they voluntarily share cyber threat information. So very, very similar bills. Now, the NCPA is similar in several ways to the PCNA, which passed the chamber on Wednesday despite concerns from some lawmakers that would allow some customer information to wind up in the hands of the U.S. National Security Agency. So they're going to take this thing, they're going to take these two bills, and they're going to bring them together. And so proponents of cyber threat information sharing bills, including many tech candidates, have advocated for years for Congress to pass legislation to protect them. So we may see something come online here. So I don't have a lot of detail on this. I've been looking for EFF and those type of folks to weigh in. I haven't seen anything yet. Privacy groups do have a few concerns with the NCPA specifically, but haven't wholeheartedly supported the bill. And the House plans to combine the two bills before sending cyber threat information sharing legislation to the Senate. So, we'll see if we can get you more information on that. But, the OMB, Office of Management and Bureau, is that right? Also raised concern about defensive measures authorized in the bill, saying that they may prevent law enforcement agencies from bringing cyber hacking cases against some attackers. The use of defensive measures without appropriate safeguards raised significant legal policy and diplomatic concerns, according to OMB. So anyway, link will be up in the show notes so you guys can look it up and take a peek at these bills yourself. All right, David Petraeus, the retired general, who was running the CIA, has been sentenced to probation for leaking government secrets. Now, I'm going to tell you something here. This scandal, which started in 2012 when the FBI discovered, by accident, that retired General Petraeus, then the CIA director, was disclosing classified information to basically a girlfriend. And this is crazy. It really, really crazy. He's been going to get a $100,000 fine. You know, here's the deal. If this had been some enlisted guy, some analyst, any other individual, they'd be in a dark hole hanging out. You know, this, they asked, he could have got a year in prison, I guess, for this. I guess, I don't know what he disclosed, at what level. But in part, it says, although the charges carry the potential for 1 year in prison, the prosecutor agreed, recommending against prison time for Petraeus, reportedly a controversial decision within the Justice Department, and a judge concurred, although the judge also increased the fine to $60,000, more than what the prosecutor asked for. Petraeus avoided additional charges for lying to the FBI during its investigation. And I don't know if he's now going to, if he's losing his retirement or how this is going to work. But he did plead guilty to one charge of sharing classified information. It was probably much deeper than that. But, you know, this is not something that is, you know, anyone else, just because this guy was in the position he had was, in my opinion, protected. Anyone else would be in a dark hole and they'd be doing their time. All right, Microsoft Quarter 3 2015 earnings report. The company's made a $4.98 billion in net income, $21.7 billion in revenue. Revenue has increased 6% from the same quarter last year, but net income has dropped 12%. Microsoft does note that its financial results include $190 million of integration and restructuring expenses from the Nokia phone business deal. Despite the profit drop, Surface and Lumia are both stronger for Microsoft alongside impressive cloud growth. Microsoft's preparing to set the stage for Let's Do 15 at its Build Developers Conference next week. So in its third quarter, Surface Pro 3 sales, and things don't appear to be slowing down. Surface-related revenue was $713 million, increased 44% from the same period last year. Once again, actual Surface sales are still unknown, as Microsoft does not break them down. On the gaming side, Microsoft isn't revealing how many Xbox it sold in the quarter, but their numbers are down. Platform revenue is down 20% year-on-year, which is not a good sign. And of course, Microsoft has revealed that it won't launch its flagship Windows Phone until Windows 10 is ready later this year, so probably in July. So for those of you that have Windows Phones, be prepared for that update. Kleiner Perkins has threatened Ellen Powell with nearly $1 million in legal fees if she appeals her case. According to documents filed today, Kleiner Perkins is now threatening her with $973,000 in court costs. She decides to appeal the case. It appears that she was offered $967,000. She was at, oh, wait a minute, is that right? Yeah, apparently they were going to settle with her, but she decided not to settle and took it to trial. Kleiner Perkins has offered to waive all legal costs due to the firm should Ellen Powell choose to bring this legal matter to a close. We believe that women in technology would be best served by having all parties focus on making progress on the issue of gender diversity outside of continued litigation. So we'll see where she goes and how deep her pockets are. All right, DOD wants to rebuild trust with the technology industry. The DOD must rebuild trust with Silicon Valley because it needs new technology partners to fight against cyber attacks, Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter said today. The department sees its cybersecurity roles are largely focused on defense, but adversaries should know that our preferences for deterrence and defense posture don't diminish. Of course, recent leaks haven't helped them. Again, the DoD is now looking for partnerships with private companies in a number of areas, including Internet of Things, robotics, and data science. The need is particularly great in the area of cybersecurity. So that means contracts, money for companies that want to do business with the Department of Defense. Did you know that some of the credit card terminals that you're using today have used the same password since the 1990s? Doesn't that make you feel good about your sliding your card through some of these machines? Just blows me away. It really, really does. Boom, 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 boom here. If you are a digital, if you're in technology, which many of you are, if you're tech savvy, and you want work for a front-running presidential campaign, presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's team wants to talk to you. An email sent to industry contacts on Wednesday, Teddy Goff, the Clinton campaign chief's digital strategist, asked for names of potential recruits for every kind of tech and digital position you can think of. So they're hiring. Oh, man. Man, there's been some crazy news out about her today, her and the President Clinton, too. So it's going to be a rough ride for the next few weeks. Should be an interesting campaign. I know any of you just don't even want to. It's like, oh my God, already, you know, we're going to have to deal with this now. We have to start hearing this crap off. There should be some rule that they can't start running for, they can't announce their candidacy to like 6 months before the election. That would spare us all a lot of grief. If they can't tell us in 15 minutes or 30 minutes in a one-time, you know, stand up, this is what I'm about and this is what I'm going to do for you. You know, if they can't, if it takes them a year and a half to get it done, please give me a break. All right, a judge has told the FBI to stop screwing around and search for documents requested by a man seeking to clear his name. The gentleman's filed a Freedom of Information Act, has paid the FBI a lot of money to dig around and find some documents, and the FBI has been doing all kinds of stupid things, finding nothing, and it was searching on stuff he didn't even request. So a judge finally had to put the hammer to him because this guy took him to court and said they're stonewalling here. So it's kind of funny. The FBI got a shot across, basically the judge sent a shot across the bow and saying, the FBI notes that as a courtesy, once the suit was filed, it searched its censored records system using Koss's name and located no material. The judge goes on to say, this could well be relevant had the plaintiff request been for FBI records pertaining to himself, given that he sought only the Casas, C-A-S-A-S, notebooks. It is unsurprising that these documents were not uncovered in such a search. While the efforts by the Bureau deserve commendation, they're no substitute for targeted search for the actual notebooks. So this guy wants some notebooks. It's basically, he was accused of being a druggie and I think did some time, and he thought he was falsely accused. Hey, Microsoft Outlook has reached 100 million downloads on iOS and Android. That's pretty incredible. It really, really is. But the nature of the apps, maybe it shouldn't be surprising. Hey, those of you that are investors out there, congratulations. It's been a long time coming. 15 years, 1 month, and 13 days to be exact. On Thursday, the NASDAQ Composite Index finished at the new closing high. 5,056, topping the previous mark set on March 10th, 2000. You guys know what happened there, right? That's when things fell off the cliff for the dot-coms at 5,048.62. So this is finally, it's back to where it was. Wow, 15 years. That tells you how bad it was, how bad things really are. All right. If you run an e-commerce site, please, if you run a Magneto e-commerce site and you haven't patched it, be aware that there's a in-the-wild exploit that are imperiling customers' data on a Magneto e-commerce site. If you're running that, be aware there, folks that are listening to this show. All right, for those of you in the UK, BBC's 3 online switch has been delayed until next year. So BBC3's transition from traditional channel to online-only property with new media playing a key role in its evolution isn't happening anytime this year. The channel was set to be switched off this autumn, but its execution has now been pushed until after Christmas. So those of you that are in the UK and get BBC3. For the first time ever, NASA is bringing together experts spanning a variety of scientific fields for an unprecedented initiative dedicated to the search for life on planets outside our solar system. The Nexus for Exoplanet System Science, or Nexus, hopes to better understand the various components of an exoplanet as well as how the planet stars and neighbor planets interact to support life. So this is an interesting announcement by NASA trying to bring in Earth scientists, planetary scientists, heliophysicists, astrophysicists. They can bring all those folks together in a big group, lock them in a room and say, let's figure this out. They're not going to lock them in a room, but yeah. Or if you haven't filed your taxes yet, you know you're late, right? Well, the IRS hung up on 8 million people this tax season. So if you called in and tried to get help and couldn't get help and hung up, you're one of the 8 million that, actually got hung up on. For the folks at Citrix, you know, with Citrix Go to Meeting and Go to My PC, we're sponsors here for a long, long time. But Citrix has been slipping a little bit. Citrix dropped the ball in Q1 by underestimating the short-term effects of chopping hundreds of staffers as part of a company-wide restructure. And boy, oh boy, revenues grow 1% to $761 million. Citrix had originally issued guidance between the $780 million and $790 million range. Products and licenses slept 12%. And so they took a hit, and they just maybe fired too many people, couldn't keep the sales up. This is going to give you pause. Fukushima, you know what the Fukushima nuclear plant is, right? Well, Fukushima nuclear plant was run by Tokyo Electric Power Company, TEPCO, who happens to be the operator of the stricken Fukushima. But they are all over Japan. They are probably the energy provider. They have 48,000 connected PCs, and they're all running Windows XP. The government has said, get that fixed. And they've been trying to save money. They were going to push updates from XP to the next generation of operating system to 2020, which is simply insane considering XP support is stopped and those are machines that are connected to the internet. Not smart if you're an electric utility. All right. There's an interesting, I saw this over on signalvoice.com, and this guy was on the phone with Delta, a customer service rep at Delta. And when he hung up, they sent him a questionnaire. And the first questionnaire in the Delta Airlines customer service follow-up survey was this. Would you hire the last Delta representative you spoke with if you own a customer service company? Oh, this is a good one. Would you hire the last Delta representative you spoke with if you owned a customer service company? Wow, that's a way for people to get back. Oh, that's big, 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 big. So anyway, good on Delta for asking the tough questions. All right, the European Union is considering new regulatory bodies to oversee mainly U.S.-based internet companies. Now, basically, in Brussels, the EU is basically deciding whether or not they want to create a powerful new regulatory to oversee a swath of U.S.-based internet companies, according to an internal document that lays bare deep concerns in top EU policy circles around the economic threat posed by companies like Google and Facebook. Yes, they are disruptors. And you better get your tech centers busy in Europe and starting competing. All right. Many of you have probably heard about Project Fi. This is Google's new mobile phone service. Looking at pricing, it's not that aggressive. But as I got to looking at it deeper, it lets me use the phone number in any device. And the phone costs $20 a month plus $20 a month for the phone. And I think $10 per gig after that. So you just you buy as you use. And so it might be a cheap way to get set up with a mobile phone with data. So pretty smart on Google's part. So it's really you pay as you go data. I like that a lot because sometimes I'm left with data. Sometimes I need more. Be nice just to pay for what I use. All right, Apple has opened up the Apple Watch App Store with more than 3,000 apps. They're out there. But also Apple's out there killing any non-Apple Watch app. That basically, there's a lot of apps out there claiming they're compatible with Apple Watch, but they're not. And Apple's going through and just whack-a-moleing them, getting rid of them because they don't want people having a bad experience with the watch. All right, Google has capped costs as growth slows. So Google took a hit from the strong dollar. The search giant reported revenue $17.3 billion for the quarter, up 12% from $15.4 billion a year earlier. And excluding payments to companies that syndicate its ads, revenue rose 14% to $13.9 billion. Oh, that's interesting. Analysts polled by FactSet had projected revenue about 14. What was their profit? Does it say? It doesn't. Google shares were up, though. 828, trading at $557. That's just nuts. So stockholders must be happy with the end result. Pandora's also beat estimates with a $230.8 million in revenue. But they did show a loss. How much was it? It said users 5.3. So 32% every year, 52 million. It doesn't show what the actual loss was. It's just a little bit. Analysts were expecting a loss of 27 cents a share. If they'd write these all the same, we could find this data, but they did lose money this quarter at Pandora. All right, Amazon swings to a loss despite jump in sales. You know, they go back and forth every quarter. $107 million down. No, excuse me, $57 million down on $22.72 billion in revenue. And more incredibly, for the first time ever, Amazon has lifted the lid on AWS. Money Factory says it's a $5 billion business, and but it's making money. It's a money machine. It did really, really well and for its own sector. So good on them for being able to you know, turn a profit on that bad boy. But good job for Amazon on that, even though the retail part caused it to go the other way. Last couple articles for you tonight, folks. I already talked about the hard drive. Oh, that's it. That was the last one. All right, cool. So let me go ahead and get into the emails. How are we doing on time? We're just about right. So I got an email from Christian. He says, "Hey, Todd. I've been meaning to write for a while. Here are a few of the items that I want to mention. Did you see this video from the New York Times about Hawaii and solar? No, but I'll be watching it." And also, he says, "The past couple of days, I've seen Hawaii in the news with its solar issue. Too much energy being fed back into the system. That's what the utility's claiming. The first story was about the battery that Tesla is releasing. It's exciting at the end of the month. How it could help store the excess power from solar and help the power companies with the problem. So there's a story from Gizmodo. And just passing along that information in case you did not see it. Two, he says, "I've been using Harry's since the fall, and I've not looked back. A month ago, I had to restock my razors for the first time. With how many I got for the price, I should be stocked for the rest of the year. It's a great shave, and the price is great. I used to be a Gillette Sensor / Mach razor user, but dropped to disposables to save some money. With Harry's, I get the closest shave I had since the Gillette razors. I highly recommend them to the listeners." So again, the Harry's is not a throwaway. You change out the blade, folks. You take that part just like you do with the other ones. So, and you see, the last item is a blade. Thank you. Oh, yep. Very, very cool. Yes. And we got some other stuff to get out from that 1000th episode still. We actually went and seen the lady today. Where's my engravings? And, she gave me that deer in the headlights look. So, they're looking for them. It's peeing me off, to be honest with you. Okay, what else? What's the date today? Today is the 23rd. And it came on the 21st. I guess I didn't read this one already. Ignore warning with this message. "Todd, I thought you made interest in online article picture galleries. Share via social media. Please let me know if you like this." Oh, this is a, forget it. This is someone that is a PR person. My apologies. This was not actually from a listener. Okay, so let's wrap this up. Hey, I hope you got value out of today's show. And become an insider. GeekNewsCentral.com/insider. $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25 a month. I hope I'm worth 6.7 cents a day to you. $5 is really the hot spot for most of our listeners coming in and contributing to the show each month. 1,000 people at $5. 100 at 250. We could do some incredible things. Think about becoming an insider today. I do appreciate everyone that is. We'll be recognizing them in a future show, but definitely appreciate all you being with me today. A little punchy, so I'm going to get out of here. Geeknews@gmail.com is the email address. Follow me on Twitter @geeknews. It's been my pleasure bringing you the show tonight. Those of you that have been hanging out with me on YouTube, thanks for doing so. And from Tornado Land, Hawaii. Well, everyone, see you next time. Take care. Aloha.